Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice, juicy little Thursday.
That's right.
Right? Thursday?
You are correct.
We're out here at the 113th annual and annual Portland International Auto Show, guys.
Yes. We're all the best and the worst cars available. Come on by. Well, they always say all the best. There has to be some car here that is the worst. I don't know how you figure that out, but maybe you don't want the best car. Maybe you want a nice middle-of-the-road car. Bottom line is they're all available here.
Well, it's at the Oregon Convention Center, and you can come down here and see Big Souk. You can't miss him. He's got a big red beanie on.
Yeah, like Where's Waldo? Come into Hall B and look for the bar. We're right underneath it.
Yeah. Conveniently located. Open till Sunday. You can test drive your favorite cars. They have all the latest in the EV world.
It's kind of it's the big rager right now.
The electric vehicle world. Oh, yeah. This Lightning, the Ford Lightning.
Yeah, the F-150 Lightning.
That's a badass looking truck.
Yeah. The crazy thing is if you've never driven an electric car, it's just how fast off the line they are. You step on the,
I'm all for them because they're quiet.
Yes. Although, there's talk.
I'm tired of you muffler bros.
There's talk now of some of the muscle cars are going to electric. Like, there's an electric Corvette that they're going to have an option on there where you can still recreate the sound of a very loud engine just for you. Because Corvette bro, Mustang bro, doesn't want a quiet car.
Well, he should.
nor
what do you get out of that?
You get the joy of the rumble
there's
of your
engine.
There's
no joy in that. Yeah.
Not for you. We know the platform. We know where you stand on loud cars.
If I'm ever going to be the head of a committee, it's going to be the one to banish that.
Didn't we have something in the news a while back where there was some community that's trying to go to that?
Well, we were talking about it's in New York, and I think they're doing it in Palm Springs, too, but they have, and there's a couple of other countries that have done this. They have, like those flash cameras that catch your license plate if you run a red light or something, and they
work really well in Iceland. I got caught multiple times.
Yeah, they have those for decibel levels now. So if your car zooms by there, they can ticket you, which is perfect, and that's the way it should be.
We're gonna find. I'm gonna take. My buddy has my buddy has the world's loudest Porsche. I'm gonna come. We're just gonna come take it in front of your street about 12:30 on a weekend, and we're just gonna drive. I'm just going to drive it back and forth.
You'd fit right in. They're already out there.
We have that. I live on a street in Vancouver, and it's one of the few like side streets that doesn't have speed bumps. I guess you have to have one that runs like across the city where there's no speed bumps for like emergency vehicles. And so late at night, we get all the racers that come by, and holy geez. Right on the weekend, right about 12:30, up until about 3, you just hear them just zipping by, and it is outrageous. And every time it happens, I do think of you.
Thank you.
Like somewhere, Isaac Robb is yelling. Old man yells at cloud.
Where do you think their insecurities come from?
My guess is small weeds. That would be my guess.
Daddy issues,
yeah.
Man, go to therapy, okay? The muffler is not the answer.
They just like the Fast
You're
and the
You're not tough.
They just like the Fast and the Furious
No
movies.
One likes it.
They're into the Tokyo Drift.
Even the Hots, they don't like it. Speaking of the Hots.
I think she does like
look
it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Blast from the past.
Katie loves
Katie
loud
in
mufflers.
The house.
She loves loud mufflers.
Hey, we just fired our promotions gal today. You want the job?
No, I can't take the job because I'm advertising for the auto show.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right. Well, good to see you.
She's moved on to bigger and better
she's
things.
She's an Odyssey blast
yes,
from the past.
Yes, one of the
we once had her on the show. You guys might remember her.
Yes.
We were trying to set her up,
but I don't think it went well.
Yeah. Who is that hot we had with you? You still working with her? She's still
no,
hot?
No. Oh. I think we got a no on both of those.
Oh, boss is here. I got to clean it up.
Yeah.
All right, we got to dial it in.
We're getting loose out at the auto show.
Yeah, some super hot sports talk coming up. But right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
We're having
some technical difficulties.
So, Buck, I can't hear the imaging, so I'm just going to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give us a heads up.
You're on number 5.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Defensive coordinator Vic Fangio reportedly has chosen to sign with the Dolphins after flirting with the Niners, Falcons, and Panthers.
Yeah, so it was announced that he was going to be the DC in Miami, and then he kind of denied it. And there were all these other rumors that teams like Denver and Carolina, other people were going after him. So I don't know if he scared up some extra cash or what, but I guess it is official now. He is going to be the DC of the Dolphins. And by the way, it's a great get because Vic Fangio can,
he's the top guy out there.
Head coach, not so much, but, defense, you want Vic.
Shockingly, the Niners approve of a new emergency quarterback rule. The league is tossing it around. It would allow a third quarterback to dress, not count against the 46-man limit, but play if the two quarterbacks in front of him couldn't return due to injury.
They have this in hockey where they have an emergency goalie, and I don't understand why anyone wouldn't be for this, right? What's the difference in having someone that can only play in case of an emergency? This needs to be a thing.
Number
okay,
four.
Okay, I'm going to slide into number four.
Yes.
Like a hot tub.
Do we know if... But we don't actually...
He said on to number four.
Have we already played the number?
I don't know.
No one knows.
LeBron James just 89 points shy of the all-time NBA scoring record currently held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, they're at Indiana tonight, the Lakers are. He is playing and currently, last check anyway, had 11 points. They're in New Orleans on Saturday, home against the Thunder on Tuesday. He averages 30 a game, so he should get it by Tuesday.
But there is a chance, if he has a couple bad games or maybe he doesn't play with some back soreness or whatever. Portland, the game in Portland is like, what, 5 games away?
Six. On the 13th.
So a very, very outside shot.
He probably wants to do it here, right?
I think he wants to do it at home. I think that stretch with Golden State and Milwaukee probably has surgery.
Yeah. So before. Oh, okay.
Number three.
This is one of the more awkward
things. Why can't I hear anything?
I don't know. We can't.
Where's McGinley?
We can't hear the imaging.
Where's Crazy Eyes? He's over there hitting on the girls.
Yeah, well, I think he's hitting on
cars. Wait, I shouldn't say that.
He's probably not. He's just looking at cars.
Robert Kraft wants Tom Brady to sign a one-day contract and retire a Patriot.
Yeah, it makes sense. You see, they released a little statement in the hoodie, released one thanking Tom Brady. And by the way, the tension apparently was between Bill and Tom. Robert Kraft and Tom Brady, they're still open-mouth kissing. So I don't know why Tom wouldn't want to do this.
Yeah, I think he should.
Yeah.
Olive branch extended.
Yes.
That's what Kraft wanted.
Exactly.
He says the fans are clamoring for it. I don't know if that's true, but...
Patriot fans are... There is no bad blood there. Saw a lot of people online today, a lot of Patriot fans that want Tom to come home. I don't think there's a lot of hard feelings there. This isn't a weird Brett Favre Green Bay thing.
The Cardinals calling in Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn for a second interview. I don't know why his defense was terrible.
Well, it got better towards the end of the year, but yeah, I don't.
I mean, come on, it was one of the worst defenses in the league.
It wasn't good. Seems a bit of a stretch.
Reports are the Cardinals are struggling to find a coach because nobody wants to deal with Kyler Murray's contract.
Yeah, well, that goes back to the whole Denver thing, too. Pay him $25 million and we'll do it.
NBA All-Star Reserves revealed Damian Lillard does make it, his seventh trip to the All-Star game.
Well, it should. He's averaging 40 since the start of the new year. He's been on a roll.
The West is him, Ja Morant, Paul George, DeMontis Sabonis, Jaren Jackson, Lauri Markkanen, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. In the East, the reserves are Joel Embiid, Jaylen Brown, Julius Randle, Bam Adebayo, DeMar DeRozan, and Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah, some beat Halliburton's first, by the way. You were asking who the best Indiana player was. He came over in the Sabich trade. He's got Sacramento. They're third in the West. I'm seeing a lot of Anthony Edwards, by the way, if you want, like, biggest snubs. I've seen De'Aaron Fox, Anthony Edwards, Pascal Siakam. Just some of the names out there. Because, you know, every year there's someone that gets left off. And
Pascal Perez make it?
I don't think Pascal Perez made it.
Remember him?
I do remember him.
He could sling it. And number one, I've got some NFL news. Just going to throw it all together here. Chiefs coach Andy Reid is giving us an update on his injured wide receivers. He says he's optimistic that Juju Smith-Schuster and Kadarius Toney will be ready to go for the Super Bowl. Mecole Hardman, they say, has a pelvis injury and will likely not play. So at least two of the three.
It was a big deal. I mean, they were down three wide receivers at the end of that game. And then Philly, Dickerson and Lane Johnson both didn't practice. And, you know, Lane Johnson's been battling basically a torn groin slash ab for over a month now. So, I mean, that's a big deal. I mean, both of those guys are going to go. But those will be, I'm guessing there will not be another practice for those two until the Super Bowl.
As for Patrick Mahomes, he says he did not suffer any setbacks against the Bengals, just general soreness of the ankle. He'll be ready to go. And late breaking today, arrest warrant issued for Bengals running back Joe Mixon. He's alleged to have pointed a gun at a woman's face and threatened to shoot her.
Awesome. And
which is called aggravated menacing.
Yeah, but Cincinnati would like you to know that that's only a misdemeanor. They put that out in their statement, saying they're aware of the misdemeanor charge that Joe Mixon could be facing. So basically, Joe Mixon, who we all thought was a scumbag for breaking a woman's jaw in college, apparently decided to reaffirm that he is indeed a POS. Allegedly, I think that's important to state. An alleged.
Yeah, so this happened on January 21. She says, he said, you should be popped in the face. I should shoot you. The police can't get me.
Joe Mixon, ladies and gentlemen.
Little does he know the police can get him.
Yes, and they have, so.
I mean, we kind of know where to find you.
A little bit, yeah. You can't really hide out on that one.
I think that's your Hot 5 at 5.
It is.
I don't know
correct.
How that sounded, but we can't hear any of this.
Honestly, guys, it sounded really good.
Well, we're great, so, of course. I do have your 12 amazing facts about Tom Brady's career.
It's about time. I've been waiting a day and a half from him.
And we've also got Bad Places to Die Middle School Basketball Game Edition.
Oh, yeah. That's high.
Yeah, but up next is our Blazers insider, Jason Quick. You want to know what's going on with the Zers? Nobody better than Jason. And he'll stop by for his weekly visit next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, pleased to have you along. We're out here at the Portland International Auto Show, the 113th. It is 5:17 with Isaac and Suk, and it is time now for our Blazers insider, Jason Quick. A little late breaking news that Damian Lillard made another All-Star team. Not a shocker, but his seventh, which is cool. I don't know. Is he at the point? I don't know. There's some friction between those two. So why am I asking Jason Quick about Damian Lillard? But he's at the point where maybe this is like an old hat to him, or is it still important?
No, I think this one was important for him just to show that he was back and to kind of reiterate his place among the NBA greats. I think it hurt him to not play last year and to be away from the action. So I think this is just another validation for him. And I think he really solidified this with his last 3 weeks of play. I think in early January, mid-January, there was question whether or not he would make the All-Star team. But it's undeniable. It was a no-brainer that he makes his team with the way he's been playing the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. He's been one of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah, he kind of answered it. And it's that idea of, like, you know, he's getting to a certain age, and he had the injury, and then you had that kind of weird slump. And I thought it was fair for some people to ask, have we seen the best of Damian Lillard? But at least what we've seen over the last month, he's as good as he's ever been.
Yeah, and I think where you really see it is his first step and his explosion, the way he's able to get to the rim. I mean, he can almost do it at will, it seems like. And then it's just a matter of finishing. So he's getting a ton of free throws. I think that's an indication that he's beating people off the dribble. And I think, you know, he hasn't become just a three-point chucker. He's got the full complement to his offensive arsenal. So I think that's an indication of how healthy he is.
Yeah, I don't follow this all too closely, but was there a little scuttle that maybe Jeremy Grant had a shot at the All-Star team this year?
I think early on, maybe after the first 2 months of the season, I think he was in maybe the discussion, but he kind of tailed off a little bit, particularly his three-point shooting. And then, yeah, he just didn't have quite the resume to get that nod. And I think also the Blazers record probably hurt him as well.
Yeah, you look at that, and you know, there's some signs of life there, and you go into Memphis, and I know they didn't have Adams, but with all the injuries, did you make the case is that one of the best wins we've had since kind of that first, you know, the 12-game start to the season?
Oh, no question. I still would probably put it at the top of the season's victories. Considering Nurkic went out in the first 3 minutes, considering Grant didn't play in the second half at Memphis, that's a very good team, even though they've been scuffling a little bit lately. That was a pretty gutty win, and they won it. You know, Memphis didn't play particularly well, but still, I think a lot of that was because of the way Portland was playing. And I think the good thing for Blazer fans is, yes, Dame went off again, had 40 points, but there were a lot of guys who stepped up and played integral roles in that victory. I mean, Anthony Simons, 14 points in the fourth quarter. Drew Eubanks was huge as a replacement for Nurkic. Shaedon Sharpe started the fourth rally with a big three. Nasir Little, Trenton Watford. So they got a lot of contributions. It wasn't just riding Dame's excellent play.
Well, I go back to you mentioned, you know, Simons and him, and you know, that's as good as they've looked playing together. You know, and how does that become more consistent? Because I do feel like there has been some growing pains with those two, especially in kind of clutch moments.
No question. There's no question. I think Anthony is starting to get better at it, at reading when he should be aggressive and when he should defer to Dame. And I think Dame probably is starting to kind of give him some hints of when to take control and when to kind of be a facilitator. So I think it's a dynamic that has to grow together, and I think they're both figuring out how to kind of, I don't know, have their imprint, because it's such a tricky thing because they're both high-level scorers, and to be a high-level scorer, you have to be a little selfish. You have to have that attitude that I'm going to score on this possession. I'm going to score on you. And you can't do that if you're worried about, am I muting the best player on the team? Or if the best player on the team is going, am I holding Anfernee back a little bit? So they have to figure that out, and I think they're starting to get better. I think Anfernee in the last week has been markedly better than he has been in the last month, I would say.
Has he talked to C.J. McCollum about that dynamic?
You know, I don't know. That would be an interesting question to ask those guys, to ask both of them, because you're right. C.J. and Dame had a great chemistry in that regard of how to feed off each other and when to let the other go. And thank you, Isaac. That would be a wonderful angle for me to pursue when I see them.
Well, you're welcome. You can send the check to my house.
Yeah.
So what's the status of – so Grant had a concussion, and Nurk's got the calf thing.
Nurk has the I'm going to get traded calf. Is that what that is?
What's going on there?
Well, Nurk has already been declared out for tomorrow's game against Washington. You know, this has been bugging him for weeks. So I think it's a very real injury, and you could see on the replay last night – it was away from the action. He just instantly kind of looked like he got shot, you know. So I don't think he's faking. I don't think the team's holding him out because of a potential trade. So I think that's a very real injury, and they are playing it cautiously. As far as Grant, he's not in concussion protocol, but they're monitoring him for concussion symptoms. He banged his head as he fell after getting fouled last night. So he is listed as questionable for tomorrow.
And, but and to the Denurk thing, I was kind of joking there about, you know, there was just, you know, conspiracy theorists. You know, it goes after 3 minutes and, you know, everyone's like, oh, the calf. But, again, I like this team with Drew Eubanks, and I know you can't have him be the only one because, I mean, Watford's your backup center at that point. But, I mean, trade deadline, is Nurk the odd man out here?
I think him and Hart are the most likely Blazers to be traded. And, you know, Shams from The Athletic today reported that the Blazers have their eye on Jared Vanderbilt from Utah. Now, he only makes $4 million. He's a reserve, makes averaging about 8 points. But I've also heard that Utah's shopping Malik Beasley, who's the shooting guard. And I think if you know, pair those two together and maybe like a Hart and Justice Winslow would get one of those deals done. But I don't know where Joe Cronin kind of fits on where with Nurkic. My sense is he's probably seen enough and can realize that, you know, moving forward, this club is probably not going to get to the next level with him at center. But I don't think he's ready to give him away for peanuts. So, I think it's going to be a real interesting at this time next week. But if I was a betting man, I would say Nurkic and Hart are the most likely Blazers to be traded.
This is Jason Quick, our Blazers insider here with us on The Fan. Have they talked about their plan moving forward? I mean, what do we know about how they want to get better?
Joe has not been completely forthright on that. I think he's just said that they want to make the most of Dame's years going forward. As in, I don't think they want to be patient. They want to get better, and they want to get better now and compete now while Dame still has this juice. So that to me tells me that they're in go-for-it mode, because why make just a little move? I think they need to make like a big move to get this team to where you could realistically start thinking that, okay, they've got a shot to make it to the Western Conference final.
Well, and I know it's you know, maybe not quite the exact same thing, but I look at like what Sacramento did, and they gave up a young guy who's now an all-star in Indiana, but they brought back a Sabonis, and, you know, they paired him with a young guy in Fox, and, you know, Sacramento's sitting, what, third in the West right now?
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, it's for them to make a move to get to where they're going to be contenders. It's going to have to hurt a little bit. You're going to have to give up an Anfernee Simons, a Shaedon Sharpe, Hart, Nurkic. You're going to have to give up some value to get value. So that's where these type of deals get really tough. You have to bite the bullet and look at what this group or the core, and I think this core is Dame, Jeremy, and maybe Anfernee. I think they think Anfernee's part of this core. So then you look to fit in pieces there. I still think OG from Toronto is probably the perfect fit for these guys. But, you know, there's rumors that they're asking for 3 first-round picks for him. I don't know if Portland's willing to do that.
Do you think that – so I was looking at the standings, and the Blazers are – they're closer to a top-5 pick than they are, you know, top 3 in the West. Is there any talk of a tank?
No. I think it's the exact opposite. I think Joe is fully committed to giving Dame the best chance to succeed in these final years in Portland. So I think he's not willing to go that route that he went last year when Dame was injured and sat out. He's in go-for-it mode, and I think that's why we'll see him be very, very aggressive next week.
So there'll be buyers. Even if you're giving up something, you're still trying to make the team better.
And I know it freaks people out, but again, I go back to the Sacramento thing. I hate the idea of, well, you give up on someone and he becomes an all-star. Get over the Jermaine O'Neal fear. I'm of the... What outside of Lillard and Grant, which I think are your building blocks, if you can get Grant to re-sign, I just want to see someone be aggressive. If the idea is you're going to do everything you can to put a winner around Dame while you can, I'm all for being aggressive. And if it ends up that you give away someone that turns into an all-star out east or whatever, so be it. As you said, this idea that you get something back for nothing just doesn't exist in this league. You're going to have to go through some pain if you want to acquire a big-time talent.
They need a home run. They don't need a single.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's easier said than done, though. That's the hard part.
Well, I just wonder. You've got a couple young pieces.
But
that I would think that Sharpe and Simons on the open market, I would think that those would be very intriguing pieces to other teams.
What features are you working on over there at The Athletic?
I'm actually working on one on Eric Spoelstra.
Oh.
Miami coach.
Yeah. Okay.
My interest got piqued while doing the Justice Winslow feature, and there were a couple scenes where Eric Spoelstra kind of really went out of his way. It was not on the basketball court stuff, but off the court, traveling to L.A. with Justice and getting him in a pool with Laird Hamilton and doing a bunch of off-the-court stuff in an attempt to help him become a better person as well as a better player. So I'm exploring with people around the league who have played under Spoelstra, like, what is it that makes him such a good coach? And it's been really fascinating so far what I'm finding out.
Yeah, cool. We'll look for that in The Athletic. It's our Blazers insider, Jason Quick. He joins us every Thursday here at 5:15 on 1080 The Fan. Thanks, Jason. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good. Later.
All right. Coming up next. Oh, you get your wish.
It's about time. I've been wanting my 12 facts.
12 amazing facts.
Yes.
About the career of Tom Brady.
And I'm telling you right now, if 8 of these aren't truly amazing, I'm going to be pissed. I want 8 at least amazing.
We also have Bad Places to Die, Middle School Basketball Game Edition. We'll talk about that story coming up. But right now, Buck with Sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launcher online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Center. That's right. That's exactly what this is.
Threats have been made.
Crazy Eyes, it only took till 5:37 for Crazy Eyes to threaten to slap me.
That's right.
Well, and it wasn't over anything radio.
No.
Over the episode 3 of
The
Last of Us.
Yes, which apparently you have no feelings. You're dead inside.
I mean, it was okay. It wasn't. Oh. Everybody's raving about that. It was fine. It was fine.
So you're heartless.
Well, possibly.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Either that or you don't like the men. Is that what this is?
I don't
is?
Like the gays?
Is that what it is?
Are you
I'm just saying.
Are you accusing me?
How could you not?
I love Nick Offerman.
That was an amazing emotional episode.
People around the country
in tears, and Rop
as you like to say, people are stupid. Yeah. You guys will fall for anything. What?
You didn't get a little choked up.
No, I was not close to being choked up, but I will say it was a good episode. It was good. Well, it was a good episode, but it wasn't like...
Yeah, I think you're afraid of Crazy Eyes coming at you.
No, everybody's going, oh, it got so amazing. It wasn't that amazing. It was good.
Now, it would appear from back here in the studio, you're actively being heckled by our engineer. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I can hear him. Okay.
Yes. He is not happy with me.
No.
And his vape pen.
Yes.
But he was hitting on me earlier, I'll have you know.
Well, I got something in the club we can discuss, because something occurred in the bathroom here at the Portland Auto Show.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Things are going down.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I've been ready for over a day and a half now. I need my 12 amazing, bare minimum 8 amazing, and 4 okay Tom Brady facts.
I'm not sure why I wrote down amazing. It's actually 12 wild facts.
Wild.
On Tom Brady's career from CBS Sports.
Wild is different than amazing.
No NFL team had a winning record against Tom Brady. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but that is amazing.
That is amazing. Or wild.
Oh, wild. Well, that's
a little
wild.
More wild than amazing.
I kind of think that's amazing. Not a single team. There isn't someone that played him like once or twice.
Nope. All of them.
Huh.
I think this is the most amazing. And you've heard this one before, but I find this incredible. To put in perspective how great Tom Brady was, he had 3 Hall of Fame careers in one. So in his 20s, he had 21,500 passing yards, 147 tutties, and 3 Super Bowls.
That would be a Super Bowl career.
Well, that's you mean a Hall of Fame career.
A Hall of Fame career, yeah, sorry.
Tom Brady in his 30s, 40,000 passing yards, 309 passing tutties, 2 Super Bowl wins.
Again.
Another Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, in his 40s?
In his 40s, he had 27,632 yards, 193 passing touchdowns, and 2 more Super Bowl wins. He's a Hall of Famer in every decade.
He's Eli Manning 3 times over, and yet he couldn't beat Eli Manning.
That's incredible.
That is. That may be the most amazing of the facts, although I haven't heard the other 10.
What? Number 3. Tom Brady never played a snap
where he was mathematically eliminated from playoff contention.
That was, yes.
That's amazing, too.
They said that one at the end of this year. They were talking about that. And that is crazy.
Ever.
He never had a bad year.
And if he did, he probably wouldn't play, right? Like, if they were out of the playoffs. You know what I mean?
It never happened, though.
It never happened.
He never had a team
Not
that
even
was out.
This year in Tampa. They went to the playoffs.
They went to the playoffs, even though they were sub-500. And the one year in New England where they didn't make the playoffs, they still had I think they still went 9-7, and that was the year that he blew out his knee. So he made the playoffs. Did he make the playoffs every year minus that then? I don't know if he ever missed the playoffs.
I don't know that either.
No.
I'll have to look that up.
I think he made the playoffs every year, minus the knee injury.
Okay, number four, Brady has 50.7 miles worth of passing yards.
Whatever.
Okay, number five, Brady won a ring for every quarterback drafted ahead of him in 2000.
All right, that's kind of cool.
He won a ring for every one of them.
There was
plus one for himself because there were six ahead of him.
That's it?
Yeah.
I would have assumed where he was drafted. I would have thought there was more than...
You ready for the names?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want you to think that teams were looking at all the quarterbacks,
yeah,
and they took these guys before they took Tom Brady. Chad Pennington, Giovanni Carmazzi.
I remember him.
I don't.
Yeah.
I Niners great.
Niners not so great.
Not so great.
Chris Redmond. Redmond.
Yeah.
T. Martin.
Okay.
Mark Bulger.
National champion T. Martin.
And how about this?
Bulger had an okay career.
Bulger was fine, yeah. Spurgeon Winn.
Who?
Spurgeon Winn.
I think he started for the Browns.
I don't remember him in the NFL. He played at...
For whatever reason, when we've named Cleveland Browns starting quarterbacks, I feel like Spurgeon Winn has come up. That name has appeared on this program before.
He played at Texas State.
Texas State.
Dude, those guys were
Did he play with Kathy Ireland and Scott Bakula at Texas State?
They were all taken in front of Tom Brady.
To be fair, though,
doesn't that tell you that it's the quarterback, drafting a quarterback is
it's
really
an
hard?
It's inexact science. But, I mean, Tom Brady was never the full-time starter at Michigan. There's no one that evaluated Tom Brady and thought that he was much of anything, which is why he went where he went.
Belichick liked him.
Well, I'm sure he did. He liked enough to draft him with the 190th pick. That's like saying that Pete Carroll believed that Russell Wilson was something. Well, he had a hankering that he could have been okay, but let's not act like when you wait to draft someone in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth round, you're obviously not in love with the guy.
Tom Brady had a better percentage reaching the Super Bowl than Steph Curry making a three.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Six players who began their careers after Brady already entered the Hall of Fame.
That's another one that's kind of insane.
Calvin Johnson, Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, Steve Hutchinson, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Richard Seymour.
Wow.
Wow is right. I didn't know that.
That's along with the never having played a snap out of playoff contention. Those right now are my two most amazing Tom Brady facts, or wild Tom Brady facts.
How about this one? This is one that I don't think anybody will know.
Okay.
Including you. Tom Brady was the last active pro athlete drafted by the Montreal Expos.
Holy cow.
Did you know that?
Whoa. No idea.
Yes. He was taken in the 18th round in 1995.
By the Montreal Expos,
By the Expos.
Do you think he was ever tempted to go play baseball for the Expos?
Well, yeah, he might have been. I mean, a sixth-round draft pick in the NFL.
I don't know what's – I'm assuming that – I'm guessing that the percentage of making the big leagues as an 18th rounder is a lot worse than a sixth round, because sixth rounders make the league all the time. An 18th rounder in Major League Baseball, I'm guessing, is not a shoe-in to make the to make the team. And I'm guessing that sixth rounders, I'll bet you there's a 40% clip, maybe even a little higher, that end up making a team at least for a year or two.
I didn't know he was drafted in baseball. I didn't know he was good at baseball.
I didn't know he played. Did he pitch?
I don't know. Expos took him.
I've never heard. I mean, I just thought quarterback, pitcher. But, Kyler Murray wasn't. Kyler Murray was a second baseman, center fielder.
Well, Russ got drafted too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if he did.
He played baseball.
Baseball. I know he did that minor league thing with like the Rangers and the Yankees for a little bit. I've never heard of Tom Brady being a baseball player. I had no idea.
Yeah, Russ did get drafted by the Orioles in 2007.
Baltimore
round.
Let's see. He was drafted by the Orioles in the 41st round in 2007, but again by the Rockies in the fourth round in 2010.
Damn.
Because that was one of the things, I remember that's one of the reasons why he transferred to Wisconsin. I think it was Tom O'Brien was the coach at NC State, and it was said you either play football and football only, and he's like, well, I want to play both, and O'Brien told
me to
go.
So he played baseball at Wisconsin, too?
I don't know if he played at Wisconsin. I know he played at North Carolina State, and O'Brien, I think that was the coach, had a hissy fit about it, and because he was the ACC Offensive Player of the Year. And it was like a falling out, and he ended up going to Wisconsin.
Do you think he said, let's ride?
Hey, Badgers, let's ride.
When he got to Wisconsin.
I don't think he was nearly as douchey back then.
How about this one? Tom Brady has the second most receiving yards in NFL history after turning 40. Dude, that's unbelievable.
What?
He has 6 receiving yards. That is second for any player over the age of 40.
So only one receiver has more than 6 yards after the age of 40. Is that Jerry Rice?
Jerry Rice, and he has 2,500.
So no other running back or receiver or tight end. Wow.
No. Wow. Well, that tells you a little bit about the wide receiver position. Like, yeah. You can't play receiver after.
Well, and the longevity of any position. I mean, being 40 at any position in the NFL, impossible.
I would have assumed that there was at least one or two old ass, you know, like, I don't know, like James Lofton running around or, you know, someone like that
I
back
feel
in
like
the day.
Sterling Sharp was around a while.
Sterling Sharp didn't. Sterling Sharp broke his knee. He had a neck thing. He had to retire. He retired really early.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He seemed old.
He retired early. Would have been one of the all-time greats. But his brother, I mean, Shannon Sharp played for a long time. But, boy, I...
Not into their 40s.
I would have never, ever...
Second. All time.
If I'm Tom Brady, I would tell everyone. That would be one of the... I would not brag about the Super Bowls. I'd be bragging about that.
Yeah.
Second best 40-year-old receiver ever, bitch. The only one better? Jerry Rice.
Brady will make more as a broadcaster than he did in his NFL career.
Yeah. Has he signed is it 30 mil a year for how many?
Well, he signed a 10-year, $375 million broadcasting
deal.
Yeah,
so 37 and a half mil a year, which is like the next closest analyst.
Yeah, he made 333 in his career.
Is that guaranteed, do you think?
I don't know. I mean,
if so, boy, that's the greatest.
I don't think it's... That can't
be right.
What
if What if he's terrible?
Because if he doesn't go do it, then...
Well, I'm saying, I mean, as long as he shows up. But what if he's terrible after a year? I mean, like...
That can't be guaranteed. No way.
Can't be. Is it?
Your final two.
It's Tom Brady.
There's only one holdover on the NFL's top 10 pass... touchdown leaderboard from 2000.
Besides Tom Brady?
His career lasted so long that there's only one player in the top 10 on the all-time touchdown passes leaderboard today, also ranked top 10 when Brady entered the league.
And that is?
Dan Marino.
Oh. Everyone else has been replaced.
That's wild, too, if you think about it.
Yeah, all the ones that were erased at that point in 2000. Because, I mean, it's still modern football.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then last, Brady won 6 playoff games when passing 50-plus times, which is double all others in league history combined. So if you have to throw 50 times in a playoff game, your team's usually getting hammered.
Well, it's usually not a good thing, period, if you have to throw the ball 50 times. But you remember, Tom played on some teams where running the ball wasn't really a thing. They just lined up and gun and used the little, the James Whites out of the backfield, and let's go. Let's sling it. There'll never be another.
So this. So all other players in postseason history are 3-34 when passing 50 or more times.
Yeah.
3-34 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Brady, 6-4.
It's ridiculous. And that's what Kraft said today and Belichick in their little statement. There'll never be another one. And I get Mahomes is a more talented player. He's a more physically gifted player. There's a million guys that are more physically gifted than Brady, but the longevity, the durability, the commitment to the game, and in some ways just kind of the circumstances. You know, he got with Bill. There's some luck involved in this. I just can't imagine another player putting together a resume like that. It just doesn't happen.
So following up.
10 Super Bowls that he's been to?
Buck, you'll know this. Following up on the, I think the most amazing fact in there of the 12 wild Tom Brady facts?
And
it didn't disappoint.
It didn't. There was only one.
The one was kind of stupid.
The miles. Yeah. That was dumb.
That's dumb.
But I'm guessing it should have been
11.
But I'm guessing 11 doesn't have the same ring as 12.
But the fact that Tom Brady is the last athlete drafted by the Expos.
That's kick-ass.
I don't know how many people know that.
I don't know.
So I looked it up. He was a left-handed hitting catcher.
What?
Yeah. He was a catcher at Sarah High School, which we talked about yesterday because that's where
the kid from
Rashada
Oregon.
Went.
Wasn't Pleasant. Wasn't it the kid from Oregon?
Yeah, Roderick Pleasant, the new kid, and also where Barry Bonds went to high school.
Yeah.
San Mateo. So where's that?
That's in California.
South Bay area.
Yeah.
I know that. But it's in Northern California. Yeah, so it's in San Francisco.
Yeah, he's a Bay Area kid.
Yeah. That's where he played baseball. He was a left-handed hitting catcher. Drafted by the Expos in the 18th round of the 1995 MLB draft.
Interesting. So all that talk of, everyone loves to bag on Tom Brady not being a great athlete. He's still drafted in the 18th round of the draft.
He's probably do you think he's the greatest baseball player of all time and we don't even know it?
Well, I mean, the one that I always find interesting, and I think there's some truth to this, if Drew Bledsoe doesn't get his lung punctured, Tom Brady isn't a thing. I mean, who knows how long Tom would have had to wait to start, and does he eventually become a free agent and go on some crappy team and get his teeth kicked in for a year? He ends up with the Buccaneers or something. You just don't know. You have no idea.
Did you see Bledsoe's – so it's kind of going viral now that Brady retired. Bledsoe's advice to him back in the day?
No.
So Bledsoe said he liked Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He thought he was smart. And
sure.
He said, dude, you're never going to start. So he gave him financial advice. And that was the – it's like, yeah, you really need to save your money because, I don't think you're going to be starting too many games. So make sure you do this and this and this with your money. Yeah, he's the greatest of all time.
I don't think it stands out against the others, but do you know how many times he played against the Buffalo Bills and how many times he beat them?
He
played against the Bills twice a year. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, 50 – no, well, no. So if they played twice a year, 23 years – he played at least.
Yeah, but when he was in Tampa, he didn't play.
Oh, I guess that's true.
So he played him 36 times. He played him 36 times. How many times do you think the Bills beat Tom Brady in 36 tries?
Once.
Three. He was 33-3 against the Bills.
God.
He's their daddy's.
Was Peterman one of them that took him down?
Nathan Peterman. There's a J.P. Lossman in there somewhere.
33-3.
Good Lord.
All right, there's your hot Tom Brady facts. A bad place to die, middle school basketball game is one of them. Confirmed. We'll have that story for you next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Here on 1080 The Fan.
Got a Swaggart fan coming in here.
Yeah, Swags fans are out.
I know.
In full force.
The auto show brings out all the heavy hitters.
I asked him, I said, is he out of jail? And he said, I don't know.
Whoops.
Is there something I need to know?
I don't think he's that's still on the record. I thought that was expunged.
Yeah, just a restraining order now.
Yeah, I think there were some community classes, and, he had to... go to one. They can wear one of those ankle bracelets for a while, but I think he's he's a harm to the community anymore, a threat.
I've got to end here our sports portion of the broadcast with an uplifting story about a man who was killed at a middle school basketball game.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about how you almost died eating a tater tot, And I can't think of a much worse way to die, a more embarrassing way to die at your funeral. Like, hey, how did you go out, tater tot? Let me throw in middle school girls basketball game as a worse.
I think it was a boys game, though.
Oh, I thought it was a girls.
Yeah, I think it was boys. But it was in Vermont.
Yeah.
The man was 60.
They take their basketball seriously in Vermont.
And the circumstances of his death are under active investigation, but there was a fight.
There's video of it.
That involved multiple spectators during a 7th and 8th grade boys basketball game.
Yeah.
This is about an hour north of Burlington, Vermont. And troopers were called in, and a guy died 60 years old. Yeah, there is a video of it. They're wailing away on each other.
It's crazy. There is some of the video, the haymakers that are being thrown. Who knew people were that angry in Vermont? I thought Vermont was, like, covered bridges in, like, maple syrup.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I thought the people of Vermont were, like, friendly, but...
I'll tell you what, man. If I ever become a dictator...
Yeah.
Which could happen.
Well, of course. I mean, you are very charismatic. I'm assuming the muffler thing is number one.
That's number one.
That's number
You're
one.
All going to the gulag.
The low testosterone pills that will be put in the water.
That's right. Right. Let's reduce testosterone by about 30%. I think we'd all be better off.
Yeah.
If you are even capable of getting into a physical altercation at a middle school basketball game, you're going straight to the work camp and you're never getting out. We need to thin the herd. You didn't make the cut. So I'm sorry.
60 years old. Did we know if the 60-year-old man was a combatant or was the dude was a poor guy? Just.
Well, did you see the vid?
I haven't seen it specifically about him. It's just
a bunch of old white people.
I've just seen the video of all the melee like going at each other, but I haven't seen specifically where this. I'm assuming he got hit in the head.
Yeah, well, I guess. I don't know.
I haven't seen any details. Did he have a heart attack? I'm assuming he got struck. That was my thing, was he got struck in the head.
The only thing I read was that he needed medical attention and an ambulance got him, and then he was later pronounced dead. I don't know if he died there.
No, he didn't. They took him to the hospital and he died.
He may have stroked out or something. I don't know. And when you're 60, I don't think you're supposed to get in that sort of like that emotional state. Like his heart rate probably spiked. But just the idea of you being 60 years old, if he was one of the combatants, imagine not only getting in a fight at a middle school basketball game, but being 60 years old and deciding this is how you're going to throw down.
Incredible.
I'm 60, and you know what? Screw this. I'm getting in the middle of this.
Yeah.
You turn to your wife of like 40 years, and you're like, hey, Midge, it's on. Sorry, I got to go. And then you go out running that helicopter kick out there like you're in some sort of social distortion mosh pit. What the hell is going on with the world?
It's wild. All right, coming up next.
This is where your low T pills come in.
Yeah, even for the 60-year-old guys.
Well, you would think.
He should be low T by now.
You would think, but you know, they got all those Nugenix and like boner pills that Frank Thomas is hawking. So
that's what it is.
Thanks, Nugenix. This is Doug Flutie's fault.
Well, there's a guy with 102 kids.
I saw this.
But he's drawing the line.
It says, enough is enough.
It's hurting his wallet. And if you like sports betting, what about weather betting? We'll have those items in the club here from the Portland International Auto Show on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.